Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Will Clower, and this is the summer seminar series. All week long, we're talking about herbs, what to do with them, how to grow them, how to cook with them, all of that. Because summer's the time for herbs, man, they grow like weeds. Now, listen, speaking of weeds, you ever have mint? Like, once you, anybody who's had mint knows that once mint is in the ground, it goes, it like takes over the place, and you're like, oh my God, this is a weed. Ugh, it's everywhere. But let me be the bearer of good news, because in the world of health research, randomized controlled clinical trials have repeatedly shown the ability of peppermint oil to relieve symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome. Do you have irritable bowel syndrome? Digestive issues, including like indigestion, dyspepsia, colonic muscle spasms. These healing properties of that mint in the ground are apparently related to its kind of It has the ability to relax the smooth muscles in your body. And so once the smooth muscles that are surrounding your intestines, once they're relaxed and eased, there's less of a chance of spasm and the indigestion that like goes with it. So rest your tummy easy. But there's another wait, there's more. It's also this weed in your yard is a potential anti-cancer agent. Interest in peppermint has gone well beyond this digestive tract. There's a phytonutrient in it that's very plentiful in peppermint oil. And that's been shown to stop the growth of, oh my gosh, pancreatic, mammary, liver tumors. It's also been shown to protect against cancer formation in the colon, skin, and lungs. This is in your weeds in the outside. Make a tea with it. Put it in your food. Make some Greek food because mint goes in it perfectly. Those are all things you can do with that weed in your yard that turns out to be wonderful for you. I'm Dr. Will Clower. If you have any questions at all, let me know. Info@willclower.com. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.